Welcome to another Channel 9 video. My name is Kirish Raja. I'm a technical evangelist for Dynamics CRM. And with us today is our familiar guest, Ruben Krippner. Ruben, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kirish. Thanks for having me again.
Yep. So for those who aren't aware of you, can you give a brief introduction of who you are, what you do?
Sure. Thanks, Kirish. So my name's Ruben Krippner. I'm a senior product manager on the Microsoft Dynamics CRM team here in Redmond. And my focus is largely around planning. So I work in with the R&D organization to ensure that we're meeting as many business scenarios as we possibly can, both with the platform as well as the CRM functionality in the product.
Great. And you've been working on a pretty interesting project, and that's the reason we said, you know, we've got to have you back on Channel 9. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. So I've now been involved with the Accelerator program for, nearly 2 years. And we've delivered a lot of capabilities, and I'm here to talk to you today about a new series of portal accelerators that we're delivering in conjunction with some new tools within the CRM SDK. So there's lots of stuff that we're working on that I really wanted to give a preview of in today's discussion.
That's great. So for the uninitiated, can you give a brief introduction about the Accelerators program and what it is?
Sure. So the Accelerators program launched in May 2008, and it's a series of add-on solutions for CRM. Some of them are much more elaborate, others are more sort of templates and small utilities. But effectively, these are open source, and they provide capabilities in portals, things like sales goal management, some analytics accelerators around dashboards and various custom reports and so forth, and a number of other sort of add-ons that we make free of charge available for our customers and partners. And the idea is that you can take these, you can build out on top of them to deliver capabilities for your CRM deployment and your organization, and at the end of the day, you keep all of that code and that IP, and you can do what you want with it. So I guess the catchphrase is it's all about accelerating the value that you derive or accelerating your ability to deliver solutions on Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
Fantastic. So what's the new accelerator or the new set of things that you're working on as part of this project?
So the we're really excited. We've got a next generation or a new set of portal accelerators. So for those that are familiar with our first release, we have eService, which provides a customer self-service portal. We also provide event management, and we also provide partner relationship management. So the idea of providing a partner portal for your indirect sales channel. So what we've done is we've got a whole lot of new investments in that particular framework and platform, and we're delivering a new suite of these portals that you can then take and deploy. Now, this is in conjunction with some updates and some new capabilities and tools we're delivering in the CRM SDK, and we'll talk about that. In fact, we're going to do a couple of other videos today, one of which is just specifically on the portal functionality and the architecture, and the other one is on the developer tool and the new SDK refresh that we're delivering as well. But I think the most exciting thing is the flexibility with the new sets of tools and portals. Firstly, you can deploy these in Azure or on your own web server. So that's incredibly exciting for those that are buying into the software plus services message and the cloud computing. So you're able to deploy them there or on your own web server. And then it will also work against all three of our deployment models on CRM. So that can be CRM Online, CRM Partner Hosted or SPLAR licensing, or CRM On-Premise. So we've now truly, from a portal standpoint, got the power of choice over how you deploy it, where you deploy it, and against wherever your CRM deployment is actually hosted or is running.
That's awesome. Anything else happening on the CRM Online space or anything new that's happening around this, or is it just a refresh of the accelerators, or is this in conjunction with something else that's happening
around?
Sure.
So it's actually in conjunction with our next service update of CRM Online, and there'll be a number of pieces involved in that. They'll be announced at our convergence event at the end of April, So I don't want to give too much away there. Mm-hmm. But there's some investments across integration with some of our ERP products. There's some multi-language support for our CRM online deployments. And you've also got the SDK refresh that is going to give you these new developer tools, as well as the portals. So there's a lot of value for many different types of customers and partners, and we're very excited. I think the most important thing is the SDK and portal piece, while it's sort of being released around the same time as the service update for CRM Online, it can work against any deployment model. So it is valuable for our on-premise customers as much as our online customers.
That's great, and especially for the developer audience, I think the new SDK is, you know, pretty fantastic. I've seen previews of it. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what the SDK refreshes about at a high level, and, you know, give us what we can expect?
Sure. So in terms of, you know, there's a few challenges that we've got with developing against our present SDK and API. The first one is that it's all message-based. It's SOAP-based. It's built on .NET 2.0. So for those developers that are delivering projects on more, you know, modern iterations of the .NET framework, you're typically missing out on some of those new capabilities that you want to work with. So as part of the refresh, we're actually providing almost a set of wrapper tools and wrapper development tools that allow you to work in the constructs that you're now used to, so ADO.NET data services, link as far as querying and update, and a number of other things that make the programming experience, one, more strongly typed and more natural, as well as some of the developer tools to get you there more quickly. So, for example, one of the things that we've got is a code generation tool that allows me to point at the CRM web services. And again, these can be partner-hosted, Microsoft CRM Online, or on-premise. And they actually build you a class of all of your data schema with all strongly typed on the attributes and fields. But more importantly, it also, as part of that class, maps the key relationships between those entities. So now, in one line of code, I can actually get to related contacts from an account or related activities from an account or what have you. This includes custom entities as well. So our focus is, one, modernizing the overall developer experience, but two, you get some fairly radical and aggressive reduction in the amount of lines of code you actually need to write to accomplish things like querying, things like basic CRUD operations and so on.
That's fantastic, and I can't wait to drill down on one of these. So we'll come back and talk about that in another Channel 9 video.
Sure.
One final question. I know you mentioned about the release timeline. Do you want to iterate through, you know, when can we expect, and, you know, how it all comes together?
Sure. So we are working towards releasing this on or around the Convergence event. So that's Convergence US, which is at the end of April.
Cool.
And we're working very hard. We're actually in final QA on most of these components. And we are expecting that this is going to be released certainly no more than 2 weeks after Convergence, but we're definitely targeting making that available at Convergence US. So if you're attending the event, definitely it's going to be featured in a lot of sessions. So come and check it out, learn more, come to the booth and find out more there. But it will be available in that time frame. So, you know, definitely a couple of things. Watch the two videos we're about to produce. And two, once the SDK and portals are available, download them, get stuck into them. Response that we've had from various audience, various developer audiences, both internally and to certain partners, has been phenomenal. So look forward to doing a couple of demos in the next couple of videos and get stuck into it.